Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. I entitled this episode, What Next? I'm in a position where I am asking God, what next? God, where do I go from here? I need a clear understanding of what's my next move. Because I don't want to go ahead of God. I don't want to mess up. I have been feeling stuck for almost a year now. In a few weeks will be the 1 year anniversary of my daughter, Stephanie. And you never get over it as a mother losing a child. You just learn to cope with it. And it's been a roller coaster. I've been out of work for a year. And I thank God for sustaining me and being a keeper. And I realized that some of this grief I'm dealing with, you know, it could have been avoided, like the relationship. It could have been avoided had I listened to God. But instead, I tried to bargain with God. He saw things that I didn't see, heard conversations that I didn't hear. And he was trying to save me. And within probably the last week or so, I've become withdrawn and I've isolated myself because I wholeheartedly want to hear from God. What next? And, you know, depression is real. And, you know, I've suffered from depression this last year. And it's not always good days. And, you know, it's a lot for me to handle some days. And, you know, I have a good support system. And I don't want to feel like a burden to them. You know, I know they say I'm not a burden, but I know that this gets heavy. So, you know, I've decided to just, okay, God, it's me and you. And if I don't hear from you, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to take that next step. So, God, help me. Give me my next step. I need to know what next, because I don't want to mess up. I don't want to go backwards. And I said a couple of weeks ago that, you know, God doesn't always take us out of a situation. He's just waiting for us to invite him in the situation. And I feel like, you know, everything that we do, business, dealing with our children, family, getting into a relationship. Invite God in. Ask God what he thinks, what you should do. And a lot of times we don't do that because we're human and we want what we want. And sometimes what we want is not what God wants for us. And I'm not saying that maybe down the line that God might have that for you. But this timing, God said no. So I am learning a lot about myself and spiritually where I thought I was. I am nowhere near where I thought I was. And again, I am the very much I will figure it out type person. I could get on my knees and fall out, lay prostrate, and go to God. But best believe, when I get up, I am trying to figure it out. And God has me in a place where I can't do anything except rely on him and trust God to be God, because he never needed my help. And I don't even know why I helped him and tried to help him in the first place, because I made a mess out of it. And I just thank God up until now that I'm still here. I'm still fighting. I'm still holding on. And I feel like I've been running in place for a whole year. I feel stuck. And every time I think about, you know, the stuckness that I feel and the way I feel about what's going on in my life right now, I hate it. I hate it very much. But I know that God is trying to open my eyes, and he's trying to heal me. Like, really, 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 really heal me. And there are multiple things that I didn't realize. There are multiple things that I realized that I never took the time to heal from. Like, really heal. And I realized that because had I been healed before the relationship, I would have walked away a long time ago, or I wouldn't have allowed certain things to happen. And God is like, Cheryl, we're going to get you together. We're going to get you together. And when I'm done, people aren't even going to be able to recognize you. And I'm grateful, again, that God loves me enough to just hold on to me and want to help me fix, in some ways, the mess that I've made of my life. And you know, I do a lot of self-reflecting, you know, throughout the day. And sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I cry. But although the lessons, they hurt very, very much. And somebody said it was the betrayal that blessed me. And nobody wants to be betrayed. Nobody wants to feel what it feels like when you are betrayed. And up until now, I really couldn't understand the meaning of that. But I do now. I understand that God is trying to do some things in my life. So that means that he had to release me of some things so he can get me to where he wants me to be. And, you know, you put in the work or you think you're putting in the work and you doing all this stuff and you know, you asking God to bless you. And God's saying right now, not with them around. Because God's ways are not my ways. And his plans for Cheryl wasn't my plan. So God, what next? So I pray and I ask God for an ear to hear. And, you know, my mom preached a message, I think it was in December or November of 2023. And she was talking about having itching ears. And on Mother's Day, I was a little down because it was last Mother's Day was the last time I saw Stephanie. And I was down. So I got out the house and I went to this service, the 7:30 service. And, you know, when you're going through, you want to hear anything to just make you feel a little better. And I went to the service. It started out good. And, you know, I probably cried the whole time I was there. I was just emotional. And, you know, the preacher started prophesying. And as I listened, I realized that if you got itching ears, then you can fall into this. And, you know, when you're going through anything positive at that moment, God's going to bless you. God's going to do. He's going to give you. God's going to. And it's just a Band-Aid. You know, God, I don't want itching ears. What I'm going through doesn't feel the greatest at all. But God, I don't want to be in this place ever again after you get me through it. And I thank God for, you know, I held on to that. And the enemy, he doesn't like when you can recognize his tactics. And he does whatever he needs to do to keep you in a space mentally, emotionally, and sometimes even physically, definitely spiritually, that you can't recognize God's voice, or you can't recognize when you're not in a not so good space. And I've come to know when I am not in a good space. And I just want God to be, to go before me in the what next. Whatever is next, God, you go before me, because I don't want to mess up. I cannot afford to mess up. And although I have my days and I get sad and I ask God why I did this and I did that and I didn't deserve this and I didn't deserve that, and God is simply saying, Cheryl, I know you didn't, but I had to break your heart. You had to suffer the loss. You had to go through this. You had to go through that so I can get you to where I need you to be. And you know, the old song we used to sing in church, I don't believe he brought me this far. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. And the thing I love about God is that he doesn't leave us where he found us. And that is, that's amazing that God doesn't leave us where he found us. And I'm grateful to God that he hasn't left me. And I can't thank him enough for not leaving me. And just because you feel lost, it doesn't mean that you are. Sometimes you just have to relax, breathe deep, and trust the path that God has you on. And God told me that I was going to win. He just didn't tell me the W-H-E-N. He just said that I'm going to W-I-N. And, you know, when God tells us something, you know, we want, baby, listen, we want that to happen right away. And I think, you know, for me, God has been just saying, Cheryl, I know it's hard. You know, you're exhausted. You're depressed. You're grieving. You feel overwhelmed. And he's just saying, I know you got all these things going on, but if you would just invite me in with you, just me and you, just invite me into your situation, then I can bless you. I can help you. And it's like, okay, Cheryl, you've tried it your way. What do you have to lose by allowing God into your situation? Because it's a win-win. You've got everything to gain by inviting God in. And he said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. And that was a promise. He's just asking me to be still and know that he is. And crazy that I find that difficult to leave an unknown future to a known God, to just give it to him, because I can't fix it and I can't manipulate it. I can't gaslight it. I can't do anything that's going to be a permanent fix, because when you step out of the will of God and you try to do things your way, and you know, God will give you the ha 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 and let it work for a little bit until he says, yeah, sis, enough is enough. I need you. I've been waiting for you a long time and I need you. We're going to do this my way, or we're not going to do it at all. So I am giving up my way for God's way. And I'm an overthinker. You know, sometimes my thought process is crazy. It can get the best of me. And when that happens, I find myself going through an anxiety attack or panic attack and reliving the moments and asking God, why couldn't you have, and why God, and you know, all these things. And you know, it's like a kid who keeps asking his parent to let him do something or her do something that they know is going to be detrimental to their well-being. And I just can't imagine God just rolling his eyes at me. It's like, Lord, if this girl don't get herself together so I can bless her. And, you know, I was working on a project, and I'm still working on a project. I put it down for a little while. And someone told me that God gave you the vision, but he didn't give you the vision to do it your way. They said that God gave me the vision because when it comes to pass, he will get the glory. And I have been working on some things and working hard, trying to keep the credit good and trying to make sure everything is good and get that three steps backwards. And they say, yeah, God, that's the way God has it. Because he knows that if you get all these ducks in a row, that you're going to do it Cheryl's way. And that's not what he wants. You're so used to trying to figure it out and what can I do? And he said, nah, not this time around. This is going to be a 100% total trust in me type situation. And I think of myself now as a house the inside of it has been burned down. So they come in and they gut the whole inside so that they can restore it. And that's how I feel. I feel that God is cleaning me up from the inside out so that he can work his perfect work. And I want God to get the glory in my life. I want people to know that when they see me, I want them to be able to say, wow, I can see God. And I've never been one to dream small. I always dream big. I do. And they say, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. Well, my dreams scare me real bad. You know, and I felt like, you know, I'm in bed at night. I have two phones, MacBook Air, my MacBook Pro, and I got something going at all times because I am trying to figure out what next. And although I've been on one of my laptops, I haven't been in that space of trying to get my project up and running because I can't do nothing until God says it's time. I gotta trust him. And I gotta believe that his timing is perfect. His timing will not be like Cheryl's, who will build my house on the sand, and then when the storm comes, it's gonna wash my house away. So God said, I'm going to strengthen and establish you on a firm foundation. And not that you're not going to have bad days, and not that you're not going to cry, or, you know, because we're human. But I will say that when you invite God into your what's next, it counsels out a lot of tears and fears, things that have led to depression. God will be your guide, and allow God to be your guide. Allow God to do what he needs to do. Because anything fast don't last. So let him restore you. Let him clean you from the inside out to make you what he would have you to be. Do the new you, the God-empowered you, The old you isn't you at your best. It was you surviving. It was you reacting. It was you living according to your view of who you were and what you could do. But that view is based on your perspective. There's so much more to me than that. There's a God-empowered way of doing me, and that is me at my best. And that is me that He created, and the me that God sees. So in closing, whatever is next, please, please, by all means, invite God into your situation. And it may not feel good, but you have to trust that it's working for your good. And although some days I don't feel so great, and I know I got a road ahead of me, but God is behind me, pushing me, and in front of me, pulling me through. So whatever is next, I know that God goes before me. You gotta quiet your mind and be still and know that He is God. And one thing I am learning is that God never takes anything away from you without giving you something better. So trust in His divine wisdom and know that He has never lost a battle and He never will. And He's not about to start with Cheryl's situation or your situation. So invite Him in. Until next time, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.